Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. This coming Sunday is Trinity Sunday. And so I have asked that the little graphic in the worship handout be placed there. It gives us a picture, a little graphic, a visual representation of who the Trinity is and the relationships. Three in one, Trinity, triune, the Father is always and completely God. The Son is always and completely God. The Holy Spirit is always and completely God. But the Father is not the Son. The Son's not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father. How we can have three persons fully, completely, not confused, yet one God. Well, do you get it? I don't. It's beyond my comprehension and yours too. But the Bible reveals it, so we confess it and we believe it. Yet God is beyond our understanding, our comprehension, our ability to get our mind around Him, beyond just His essence and relationships. In Psalm 8, King David talks about the stars and the moon and the heavens. If David only knew. We have the Hubble telescope out there sending us back pictures of the universe. Supernovas and stars being born and black holes and explosions and galaxies colliding. Astronomers estimate that there are 2 trillion galaxies. Not planets. Not stars, but 2 trillion galaxies like the Milky Way. If you remember back in science class, the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, which is about 2 trillion miles in a year. The closest galaxy is about 2 trillion light years away. And there's 2 trillion more. Actually, I think I got that wrong. It's 158,000 light years away. And then there are 2 trillion more beyond it. The estimate is that the diameter of the universe is 96 billion light years. 96 billion light years. Can you get your mind around that? And it's expanding as we sit in chapel. Our God is huge, immense, distant, beyond our ability to understand and comprehend. And yet we confess and believe that He is indeed the Creator. But He is not just beyond us. Fortunately, He is also with us. At the end of the Gospel, according to Matthew, we just heard, He gives this promise, "Lo, I am with you to the end of the age." Not just beyond, but with. Go back to the beginning of this gospel, according to Matthew. Joseph is about ready to divorce Mary because she is with a child. But an angel comes and says, no, you are to take her as your wife. And you're to give him the name Jesus. Because Jesus means He will save us. And then, And then the angel says he will be the fulfillment of a prophecy from the Old Testament that a virgin will give birth and you will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Right from the start, God with us. Now jump ahead 30 years. Jesus wades into the Jordan River. John the Baptist is there, takes one look and says, oh no, I need to be baptized by you. Not me baptize you. But Jesus insists. And the Father's voice, this is my Son, my beloved with whom I am well pleased. And the Spirit comes down as a dove. At his birth, the Father sends the Son, conceived by the Holy Spirit. Now at his baptism, 30 years later, the Father speaks, the Spirit comes down, and Jesus begins his ministry being baptized in the Jordan River. Not because he needed it, but because he needed to fulfill all righteousness. What is he doing in the water there? He is taking his stand with us. He is right there alongside of us as he begins his ministry for us. To save us, to always be with us. Now jump ahead 3 years, and another mystery occurs. Jesus hangs on the cross, all the agony of sin upon him, the sorrow of death, and the horrors of hell. The horrors of hell, separated from the love of the Father. How possible? Beyond our minds. But Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me? And at that moment, he has saved us. Forgiven our sin, taken on death, even though he has been bruised by Satan. And then 3 days later, again, what boggles the mind? He rises from the dead, victorious over death. He conquers sin. He crushes Satan's head. And because he is victorious, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. He can keep whatever promise he makes to us. Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age. And he is. How do we know that? He says to baptize into that name the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. When the water is scooped up and poured on you, poured on me, poured on someone, Jesus is right there alongside with that new child of God, brought into the family, made a member of his church, and Jesus is always with him or her. At my home, near my desk, I have on the wall a framed copy of my baptismal certificate. It says, Glenn Allen Nielsen, child of George Nielsen and Sylvia Nee Blood, born at Neillsville, Wisconsin, on the 16th day of November, 1955, was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost on the 25th day of December, 1955. Did you catch that? December 25th, Christmas Day. No better Christmas present ever. And now, 66 years and a half later, still no better present ever. On that day, Jesus brought me into his family, forgave my sin, saved me, and has kept his promise to always be with me. And you too. It does not matter what day you were baptized. It is the best Christmas Day present ever for you. For you were scooped up by Jesus, brought into his family, forgiven, saved, and he has promised to be with you always. Yes, God is above us, beyond us. He is beyond us. He is with us, but even more, he is also in us. In that Matthew reading, Jesus says to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but he also says to teach all things that he has commanded. Observe them. Now, just as I turn baptizing into being baptized, we'll turn the teaching into learning. The Spirit works within us when the Word comes to us in a Bible class, in a sermon, a worship service, music, a radio program, a reading the Bible on your own, a personal devotion, a small group home study, mutual conversation with one another about the faith. The Holy Spirit works within us. King David, when he wrote Psalm 8, looked at the stars and the moon and the heavens and said, "What is man that you are mindful of him, that you care for him?" In a way, he is simply confessing that God is with us, cares for us, pays attention to us, and works in us to change the beyond us into a moment of praise. And he says, "O Lord, how Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens." In the early morning hours, I walk Noah Comfort Dog and our other dog, Merida. Usually in the winter time, I get to see the sun come up, but my favorite time for walking the dogs is late spring and early summer. The brown, lifeless winter turns into a green, lush lawns and trees with foliage and flowers blooming. It's quiet that early in the morning, except for the birds singing, and I imagine them to simply be praising the Lord in their own way. And in the beauty of that creation moment, the Spirit works within me to bring forth prayers, thanking him for the morning and the day that he has given me, for his mercies that are new every day, for the home that I have, the food, the government, the protection, the purpose of work, family and friends that support me, and all the other daily bread that he gives me every day in creation, because he's mindful of me and he cares for me. In a way, I am keeping that petition of the Lord's Prayer to hallow his name. But do you see what just happened? The Holy Spirit working in me has formed me, shaped me, nurtured me, transformed me into someone who no longer sees just creation that's huge and beyond me, but now a moment to praise the Father who created it, such beauty, because of the Son who is within me and the Spirit who teaches me all things. We're never going to be able to comprehend the mystery of the Trinity, but we confess it and we believe it because it's revealed in his Word. We will never be able to get our minds around the huge immensity of all this creation, but we believe and confess that Jesus is always with us. And we will not be able to understand this three-in-one mystery of the Trinity. But we confess it and believe it, and like King David, we simply praise our God. O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You set your glory above the heavens. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all our understanding, fill our hearts and minds with the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit to thank and praise our triune God. Amen. Please stand for the Te Deum.